The Constitutional Court is a court of first and last instance. It doesn't revisit its decisions. But in this case, the Constitutional Court has decided to revisit the four decisions that were made in the past that made Edgar Lungu eligible to stand for elections. So if it can allow to review its own past decisions, it will be made again to change its decisions. We've expressed concern that the court has not attended to the issue of the Constitutional Court and the election, because if Edgar Lungu participated in an election that is being deemed that there was an illegal candidate in him, then that election must be nullified. So there's no way Edgar Lungu will be an illegal candidate who is not allowed to contest in the 2021 elections and the 2026 elections, and that election can be valid. I think it is a farce. We recognize that the Constitutional Court stated that they will not handle the matter of Edgar Lungu's eligibility in the 2021 elections. They think that that was okay, but that Edgar Lungu is being barred in future elections. That is illegal in itself. You can't bar someone in future elections. According to our laws, you can only raise an issue around them when they present their papers for nominations.
Let's go back to the 2021 elections. I think the court is now saying that there were some errors in the judgment that allowed President Lungu to contest the 2021 election. Do you accept that?
No, we don't. The court has ruled on this matter four times. You can't provide erroneous judgments four times. The erroneous judgment is this judgment that they've just passed.
When you say that he has instructed his lawyers to appeal, you're going back to the Constitutional Court that's just made the ruling?
Yes. The Constitutional Court has made it very clear that it can review its own decisions. And it will be made, it will be compelled to review these decisions because of the numerous errors that are contained in the decision that they've just made.
So the former president has posted on the social media in reaction to the court ruling. He's talking about something called Plan B. What exactly is he saying about this?
We may not be privy to what Plan B is, but he's right. Political and civil rights to participate in the election are being taken away unfairly. His rights must be respected. The same Constitutional Court ruled that he was eligible to stand, and it didn't rule once, it ruled four times. What we see is politics at play, where the Constitutional Court is being used as a tool to exclude a political opponent.